Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want you to imagine a very different world for a moment, where when you go to the dentist, you walk in, and before you're taken back, someone comes out in a judge's robes. They bring a Bible to you, and they put your hand on the Bible, and they say, "Do you promise to tell the dentist the truth, nothing but the truth, and the whole truth," or whatever that is?
Yeah.
And you are sworn in to not lie to your dentist. No more saying that you floss when you don't. No more pretending that you brush after lunch when you really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta tell the truth.
All I say is I try. I'm not lying.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not admitting that I floss right before I walked in the door.
Yeah. Well, many of us lie through our unflossed teeth to the dentist.
Well, yeah.
But in a survey, almost two out of three Americans admitted they have lied to their dentist about their dental hygiene.
Quite frankly, they know.
They do.
The hygienists know. When they get that little hook out and start scraping the back of your, you know, teeth where you did not floss, that is your own fault. Don't blame them for stabbing you over and over.
Well, it's funny because 50% of people say they know their dentist can see through their lies.
Oh, okay.
But they still do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel bad because I'm there for them to clean them.
You know, okay. There you go.
That's why I go, so they can clean them. I mean, I really shouldn't even brush or floss for every 6 months. Because, right?
Wow. I mean, this all figured out wrong.
It's like washing your car, right?
No, yes. It's not. Because your car doesn't have
months.
Decay, bacteria attacting it every day.
Get that undercarriage if you don't mind, dentist. Whatever that means.
I will say, Cato, I'm sure there's a lot of dentists listening right now that want you as a client.
It's underbite. Oh, not undercarriage.
A great patient. So why do people lie to their dentist about their dental hygiene? 60% said they want to impress their dentist.
Okay.
33% don't want their dentist to think less of them.
That's me.
And 20% say it's an unintentional panic lie that just accidentally slips out.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Oops.
Okay. That happens to me at the doctor sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Because they'll be like, well, not now, obviously, but how often do you drink?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'm sorry. Like once or twice a week. And then I'd say it and I'd be like, well, that was a lie.
Yeah.
It just happens though. But see, the doctor does judge you.
Okay.
It's a thing.
I think, I don't know about that, but it is interesting because there is some research on what the dentists think and the lies they tell us.
With the doctor, you know what? You just need to find one that's bigger than you.
And smokes.
And smokes. And drinks a lot.
Yeah. Well, I go to Dr. Sandin, and he's very good about, like, he told me one time, he's like, you got high blood pressure. You need to cut down on how much salt you eat. And yeah. I said, is there a pill I can take instead? And he chuckled, and he goes, yeah, I'll just write you a prescription.
That's good.
That's what I wanted. I didn't want someone to try to get me to lie to him that I'm going to eat less salt and then come in with high blood pressure again. I needed a pill.
But the pill tastes a little bland. He put a little salt on it.
It's all right because I got the pill.
Yeah.
But they actually asked the dentist about the lies, not just that we tell them, but the lies that they tell us.
Oh.
Apparently, the dentists don't tell us the truth all the time. Mm-hmm. Like when they say, this is just going to be a little pinch.
Uh-huh.
It's not a little pinch. It hurts like crazy most of the time when they say that.
Yeah, a little stick here. Just a little one.
They also lie. You know that nitrous oxide stuff?
Yeah.
Don't think they don't huff a little of that every now and then.
I would too.
At the office parties, they break that stuff out. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, here, who wants it next?
Yeah.
I would too.
Okay.
My son, he gets the laughing gas. And so when we're at like Glenn Head's, like... He'll do it. Not Glenn, but my son will do it. But he was still moaning like crazy last time. Like, ah! And I was like, keep it down. You're going to scare the little kids. He's a teenager doing that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, they said that the dentists lie to you when they say they're not judging your cavities. Mm. So you go in there and they're like, oh, don't worry. I've seen it all before. But they're actually thinking, dear God, does this guy never clean? Expect me to do everything every 6 months and that's all he needs?
You're talking about me.
Yeah, I was. And then say, also, a lot of times they say that whenever they put you under for that root canal, mm-hmm. you don't know it, but they're talking about you.
Yeah.
That's right. Any time you go any medical facility. I know some that listen to rock music. They crank it up.
Right.
They'll make fun of your body parts.
Uh-oh. Okay. Now, this is doctors.
I said medical.
Okay,
if your dentist is making fun of your body parts, there's another way.
You got a whole other problem.
Your nose is in the way of your teeth.
Yeah. If you're sore in places you shouldn't be, something went wrong.
But I'm saying any surgery where you're under, they're doing crazy things.
That was the wrong cavity, dentist.
He's got a tooth.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't
anymore.
Either.
So anyway, there's a little lying going on both sides of the dentist-patient relationship. I want my dentist to lie to me.
I do too.
I love it when I go in there and he's like, your gums look great. And I'm thinking, I don't know what I did for that, but I'm glad my gums look great.
I was going to an appointment one time and I was going to be there early. So I'm like, now I can stop and have a shot of Fireball before I get there.
Oh, fresh breath.
Fresh breath.
Yeah.
And he said, your teeth look good today. I'm like, it was the Fireball.
Oh. Right.
But he walked in the room going, I smell cinnamon.
Yeah.
Shut up. The hygienist told you.
He's like, I've got an alcoholic in here.
Yeah, you know, when they ask you what flavor you want for that, you know, when they put you want the orange, you want the Fireball?
It's the cleaning stuff.
Yeah,
Fireball would be funny.
Bubblegum or Fireball?
I know for the kids, they have like the birthday cake and all that stuff. Yep. So they should do that for adults. Be like, you want margarita, Fireball? What would you like?
Pina colada.
Yeah. I want the Jack Daniels on the rocks.
Neat and straight.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. That's the lies you're telling the dentist, and that's the lies the dentist is telling you. It was National Dentist Day earlier.
Yeah, a few days back.
Last weekend, so this kind of goes along with that. And a shout-out to all the dentists out there. We love you. Even if you are lying to us and we're lying to you, it's still a good relationship.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Parents spend 67 hours annually bargaining with their kids.
Wow.
That sounds low to me. My kids like to negotiate and bargain. It's almost like I got a little car salesman right there when they want to do something special. Most of the pushback often takes place at dinner time. 37% of parents say their kid complains about eating vegetables.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they bargain on that?
I guess.
Hmm.
Here's an example. Hey, can I have a small piece of dessert if I eat all my vegetables?
Okay.
That doesn't sound realistic to me.
No,
though.
It doesn't. No. It sounds like they expect the dessert regardless.
Yeah.
And it would be more like you're not going to have dessert unless you eat the vegetables.
33% say their kids dislike the smell of the food. And I've been at the table sniffing potato soup. I'll never forget that story. My mom made me sit there till 9 o'clock at night. me and my brother staring at each other crying because we didn't want to eat potato soup. It's not like the creamy potato soup. It was the watery kind with like... There was potatoes in water, and it looked like the potatoes were ice cubes.
She just boiled some potatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
And called it potato soup.
It was not good at all. But that's a story we tell all the time in our family reunions. 32% of parents have heard kids say they don't like how their food looks. So that's another reason why they don't want to eat it.
And I've never understood why we tell kids that broccoli is trees. Like, what makes them want to eat it more because it's a tree?
Yeah.
Here, look, it's like a little tree. Oh, now I want to eat it.
Yeah.
Or it's an airplane. It's going to fly into your mouth.
It don't look like an airplane.
Not the broccoli.
I mean, that's what you do. You have fun. Yeah. You play with kids. You cut up with them. They're dumb. They don't know that.
Okay. And the top foods they say that you don't have to really make them eat are chicken nuggets, fries, pizza, and macaroni and cheese.
Honestly, I thought that was the four food groups for kids. Didn't Michelle Obama make that list or something?
That's the four fast food groups.
Yeah. But, well, fast food's its own group, and they'll eat that too.
Well, we negotiate about a lot of things, apparently. Bedtime is another thing that we negotiate with the kids because they want to stay up a little bit later, especially as they get older.
Mom, I'm thirsty. Mom, I have to go to the bathroom. Mom, I'm not tired. It's like, listen, if you just stay in that bed, please.
You know where they really get you in the teen years? When you start going to bed before them.
Yeah.
And then you have no idea what time they went to bed. The next day, you're like, when did you go to bed? I noticed on your phone notifications, it looked like you were up at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. But staying up late on the weekends, they say they try to negotiate that with the parents.
Right.
On the weekend, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but it messes them up for Monday.
It does. That's true.
But I'm the same as you. I'm very permissive on those things.
And I can't sit there and tell them to go to bed on the weekends when I'm the same way. I'm not going to bed. It's the weekend. I'm staying up.
You can tell them that because they're the kid.
It's the weekend, though.
I agree. Stay up all night.
They ask, what age do you think children should be allowed to choose their own bedtime? And 52% of the parents said age 14.
Oh, gosh. I think 18.
Yeah, I agree. 14 is way too young.
That is too young to let them choose their bedtime.
Mm-hmm. Another thing they like to negotiate are allowance. Like, hey, I need an extra $5 because I want to buy this game or something. It's something that they'll, and also screen time.
Do you do allowances?
Yeah, I do.
Because I'm like, I do, and then I forget a week later,
and then it's too.
Like there's no allowance anymore.
Yeah.
And they forget, too.
Mine don't.
Because they don't really need it, because I buy them stuff anyway.
If I forget, my youngest will go, hey, you know, you've not paid my allowance in 3 weeks, so you owe me this much money.
How much is allowance?
$15.
Wow, a week?
That's funny.
Yeah.
You get hit hard when you forget like that.
Well, I have them just 2 weeks out of the month.
I see.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? They'll remember that every single time,
mm-hmm.
but they will forget to clean their room every day.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what you got to be. Like, you didn't do your part.
Okay.
You don't get your allowance.
For the boys, a lot of times they'll negotiate video game time. Like, hey, can I just stay up an extra 10 minutes and get through this level?
We solved that.
Okay.
We just don't have any restrictions.
With the video game?
Yeah, they just got to go to bed by bedtime.
So, as you're saying that Jamie's on board, she understands that getting through that level is important for guys.
She is pretty understanding. She's not as understanding as me, but she's pretty laid back on video gaming. We're not very good parents.
Hey, I can't judge you.
We do the best. We love our kids. We do a good job of that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to rules, we're not great. Mm-hmm.
I don't have kids, but I can look at every family that I know and tell you the problems with the parents.
Well, of course. When you don't have kids, it's so easy to spot. But you've met my kids. They're not bad
kids.
They're
not bad.
No, I haven't seen them in years.
It's been a while.
But yeah, they're good. And Hawk, I think your kids are good. It's been years.
We're getting there, man.
Tori, yours is going to be a great kid.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
I don't know.
He's been acting up
a little bit. her kid's been acting up. I saw him kicking her the other day.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. It's like he's got a vendetta against me. He's like, and this bladder, and this liver. I'm like, can you chill?
He needs more coffee.
No, he's got enough.
Okay, so here's some examples of common negotiation topics and how they're handled. None of these sound realistic, and this kind of goes along with what you're just saying about parenting. Can I stay up 30 minutes later tonight if I finish all my homework?
I mean, you got to finish all your homework, period.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I'm like, that doesn't sound realistic to me. If I clean my room, can I go to a friend's house this weekend?
That sounds realistic.
But they never clean their room.
Well, still, it's a good negotiation.
And if they do clean the room, it's they shove stuff under the bed, or you find all kinds of stuff and clothes, you know, behind. You know how the clothes are hanging all nice and neat? If you pull those back, there's a bunch of toys and stuff shoved up behind them.
The problem with negotiating that is that you know you did the same thing, and you feel guilty whenever you give them a hard time.
Right.
I just realized I'm probably going to be that parent, because I would have failed for the homework.
Uh-huh.
If I finish my homework in time tonight, can I stay up? And I'm thinking, oh yeah, of course. But I didn't think that you're gonna have to finish your homework anyway.
Yeah, you gotta do the homework.
Wow, I'm glad I'm not a parent.
And then finally, example of common negotiation topics. This sounds so unrealistic. Can I have a little more screen time if I read 20 more minutes first?
Huh, that doesn't sound real.
Like, no, my kids never want to read. Just like daddy.
My daughter reads. She reads a lot of the girl books and stuff.
Oh, okay.
My son, not as big a reader. He reads, but he doesn't read that for recreation. He reads when it's like a book report.
Yeah, exactly, when they have to read.
Right.
Why would you?
And now the schools make them do summer reading. Like, you have to read a book during the summer.
Nope. It's like vacation from work. You don't have to worry about anything from work while you're on vacation.
Mm-hmm. The bad thing is, I'm the parent who's like, why don't you just get ChatGPT to summarize it for you?
That way daddy don't have to
and
do
they're
it.
Like, Dad, that's not allowed. I'm like, really? Because, I mean, it's, you know, the times are changing.
You're going to need to know this when you're an adult.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
One of the biggest arguments that goes on between people, and this is worse than politics and religion, is the argument of whether or not you should put pineapple on pizzas. And unfortunately, a pizza chain has started what may be an even more divisive argument.
Okay.
Apparently, a pizza place in Australia has just divided the internet with its newest offering. They're putting orange slices on pizza.
Ooh.
I can't decide what I think about that.
I never liked the idea of pineapple and ham, but I tasted one with jalapenos on it, and it wasn't bad.
Okay.
Yeah, oranges.
The acidity of the, like, oranges and the sauce
right.
has got to make you feel gassy and bloaty with even the pineapples. The pineapple's kind of acidic.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Pineapples take the enamel off your teeth.
And your stomach lining.
But you're going to feel that either way. Pizza has marinara on it.
It's true.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, it's like you can take a little bit of that, but when you like compound it with pineapples, with oranges, that's going too far.
It's okay.
Yeah,
that's what you want to eat.
And that's not the problem. The problem is the taste. Is it going to taste good or not?
True.
I'm not sure. I would be willing to try it. They say the ham and orange pizza is basically Hawaiian, except for they just subbed out the pineapple and put in orange slices.
So is it big orange slices? Is it like the cuties? What are we, you know,
that's
what
a good
size
question.
Is it?
Well, from what I understand, they're standard orange slices. They are peeled, and they are the individual, like, you know, how you can just tear off each little slice.
That's my least favorite food because of the way it, the I don't know, just the texture of the orange. It's almost like you're biting and it explodes in your mouth, and then you got all those little white things that you can't get rid of that you, it's like orange chewing gum. You know what I'm saying?
No. It's like you're really overthinking this.
You're eating it wrong.
No, you got like the skin of the orange. It won't the chew pith. Up. Yeah, whatever. It's what is it called?
The pith.
Is that what it is?
It is.
That's the bitter part under what the zest.
It's just like, let's say you have one little orange slice right there, okay? It looks like a crescent moon.
Yeah.
You put it in your mouth. You bite it. It explodes like a starburst.
You're talking about like the
skin stuff.
Yeah, the skin, yeah. Orange skin. I'm like, that just would not. I don't want to chew on my pizza all night long.
I've spit that out before. I've just gotten the juices out.
Yes, exactly. So
sometimes it is a little tough, but normally I just eat it.
And y'all make fun of me for what I say about bananas.
What?
That it makes your teeth feel grimy.
It does.
Well, don't be putting y'all. I ain't in that conversation. I love oranges. They're too much work for me. They're like crabs having to peel them. It's a little bit too much for me. Mm-hmm. But if someone else will peel them, I will eat oranges all day. And those little cuties, those are pretty easy to peel.
I love those.
So I will eat those. Okay. And they're little bite-sized snacks.
So with the oranges, is it cooked with it? Is it baked with it?
They are.
Wouldn't that dry it out?
Well, doesn't it do it to pineapple?
You buy dehydrated fruit.
Not. Yeah. Might be better if it's kind of dehydrated.
I don't know. I like my oranges hydrated.
I want to try this.
You know what? Just squirt orange juice on it. I'd rather have that than eat that.
You're stupid.
Orange bubble gum. He didn't mean that in a bad way.
This is great. It gets us new ideas for something that we never thought of. I mean, I'm sure before the barbecue chicken pizza came out with red onions, nobody wanted that.
No,
it's delicious.
Still don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Philly cheesesteak.
No. You lost
That's
me at
awesome
red onions.
On a pizza.
Good. Other fruits that we go on pizza. How about an apple? Yes or no?
Maybe.
Put brie on it with some caramel syrup. It's as a dessert pizza.
Okay. Well, dessert pizza, then no fair, because dessert pizzas, you could put anything sweet on a dessert pizza.
Is that chocolate chip pizza really a dessert pizza, or is that what you're ordering?
It's awesome.
Strawberry pizza.
Strawberry gonna be again. I'm gonna go with a no on that one.
Okay. Why? It's like a Pop-Tart.
No, we're not talking about that.
I'm saying the pizza would be like a
Pop-Tart.
We're
not. We're talking about having I got tomato sauce and cheese.
Oh.
Because that's the way a pineapple and when
true.
It is.
Y'all aren't giving me enough time to think of what could go with it. Y'all are answering too quickly. I need to really think about this.
I'm getting it wrong. You're okay.
Kiwi pizza.
Maybe.
Kiwi? Okay.
Maybe.
Banana pizza?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Some peanut butter? Maybe.
Although I will say I've had cooked bananas on
true, like plantains
Foster's.
Or whatever.
No, bananas Foster's. I don't like plantains.
I don't either.
Cucumber pizza?
No.
Yeah, no. We're getting there.
I mean, I've had lettuce tomato on a pizza.
I'm going to throw one out there that I won't like, but some people might. Eggplant.
No.
I think eggplant could be something you could put on a pizza.
Make it like eggplant parmesan.
Or avocado pizza. I could go roll with that.
See, I don't know what the avocado would do when it got hot.
Be like a little Mexican pizza.
But you could do avocado as like a base instead of marinara.
Yeah.
You could do that as your base and then build from there.
See, I'm that's cheating, though. That's not you. That's not doing it like a pineapple pizza where they have a regular pizza and they just throw in pineapple on top.
You gotta mix it up. I know Pebble Creek Pizza has a cheeseburger pizza. The base is a mayo mustard, not marinara.
Huh.
It tastes like a cheeseburger.
You know, I'm just so embarrassed because I can't think of any fruits and vegetables because I don't eat them. And I'm like, I'm trying to get come up with good pizza ideas.
Broccoli, spinach.
Well, yeah, but veggie pizzas, that doesn't...
Those are both gross.
I've had spinach.
I thought we were going with fruit because of the orange is what I was saying.
Well, if you're going with fruit, you can't think of fruits. Blueberry pizza.
Yeah, that's a dessert pizza.
Not necessarily. You could sprinkle blueberries on top of a regular pizza.
And I've had broccoli on pizza before. If you put it on like a Supreme, it's not bad.
Yeah, I could see small pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't want big tree size things.
I can settle this now. Nothing healthy on a pizza for anybody. That's what makes them good.
We forgot watermelon.
Oh,
no, I don't want one.
That doesn't sound good.
You spit the seeds out.
They're seedless.
No, they're not. You know, even the seedless watermelons have seeds in them.
I agree.
You just eat them. They're just little white seeds.
They're
easy.
They're growing in my belly.
And before you know it, you look like a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
With a watermelon in your belly.
I'm embarrassed to be a part of this conversation at this point.
You started it.
I just wanted to tell people about this new orange pizza thing. And then y'all went and perverted the whole thing.
I feel like if it's weird enough to be on the menu, you got to try it.
But what would you call it? Like Hawaiian pizza, it's called Hawaiian pizza. I don't know why, because it was invented in Canada. But
Well, it just sounds Hawaiian. Pineapples are Hawaiian.
But it was made in Canada.
Only thing I want orange is my Clemson jersey. That's it.
Clemson pie.
That's what we'll call it.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want to do a what would you do game because, and I will say this, Tori has rocked her pregnancy very well. I think you've done pretty good at eating, you know, your eating habits, and you've been doing the healthy things for the baby.
Aren't you glad to know that Hawk approved?
Honestly, yes, because yes. I feel like I'm failing every day, so thank you.
I was going to put a stamp on your little belly right there.
I will say I agree with him. I think you've gone even extreme with your carefulness, which is fine. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But you've definitely done a good job of trying to make sure that everything you did was healthy.
But not all women do. Because I have the bad behaviors women admit to doing while they are pregnant.
Okay. I will say, though, it's hard, especially first trimester. You're just trying to survive. So if you're not eating healthy, you are not failing.
All right.
Just surviving.
Well, we'll do the what would you do game here in a second. 44% say they had more caffeine than recommended by the doctors while pregnant.
You mean there's like a limit?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you drank as much coffee as you want.
You're technically not supposed to have any, but if you do, it's 200 milligrams is usually where the cutoff is.
Now, how do you determine that? What determines 200 milligrams?
That's a fair amount. I have these caffeine pills, and that's what comes in them is 200, and I have to break those in half.
How many cups of coffee is that?
A lot.
12 ounces.
That's all?
I have it perfectly measured. Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah. I would think it would be more than that.
Mm-mm.
And no sodas the rest of the day as far as caffeine and stuff?
Sometimes if my acid reflux gets really, really bad, I'll take a sip of soda.
Okay. 32% have eaten a fruit that was forbidden. I'm sorry, fruit. A food that was forbidden.
I'm not touching forbidden fruit because that's what got us into this
exactly.
in the first place.
That's why pregnancy's so bad.
Yeah, the childbearing stuff.
That's funny.
I got you.
What are some of the foods?
Rare meats, I guess. Is that like sushi and
steak?
It's like a steak that's not cooked well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Or chicken.
Sushi's out too, but that's a whole different thing. That's not rare. That's uncooked.
And they said raw shellfish, stuff like that. They went ahead and eaten that because they didn't think it would harm the baby.
It probably won't. That's the thing with those things. They are a risk that you get bad stuff in them, but 99% won't.
Now, you said raw shellfish. What
like oysters.
Cooked? Cooked crab legs or shrimp.
I think cooked is fine.
Okay.
So, bad behaviors women admit to doing while they are pregnant. 19% said drink alcohol.
I've seen it.
Yeah, me too.
I've seen the kids when they're grown too.
And she's still drinking alcohol, is she?
You need to put up with the kid.
Well, what's a little fetal alcohol syndrome?
They make bottles for babies. Come on.
Right.
7% have over 8.
Okay, a big deal.
I don't think that one's as bad. And then 10% have smoked. And that's where I want to do the would you rather game.
Well, you know, and I knew someone who was pregnant, and they said their doctor told them that it was better for them to keep smoking than to go through the stress of stopping smoking.
Really?
That's what this person said.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I would like to meet their doctor.
Yeah.
Does that doctor work down an alley?
I don't know.
Does Dr. Feel Good?
Doctor, yeah.
Well, what would you do? I was at a union fair. It's a few years back, and this lady, she had to be about to pop. She's at least eight months pregnant. And so
I already know the answer, by the way.
Okay, so she whips out a cigarette, starts to light it. I'm like, do you say, hey, that's not good for you, or that's dangerous for the baby?
You mind your own business.
Yeah, that's a ride you don't want to get on.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, and that's true, because she had on a camouflage pants and a Leonard Skinner shirt, and she was bigger than me, so I didn't say anything. I just kept on walking.
I bet she had a gun on her, too.
No, I didn't see that, but she probably did.
Yeah, she had it hidden.
Well, and at that point, she's only got a month left. You got to figure she didn't just start
that
habit.
Well, that's true.
It ain't like she didn't know.
Yeah,
it ain't your business to worry about someone else's pregnancy.
Thank you very much. And you see people do that. They want to call, you know, DSS on the parent who may smoke a cigarette in their car with the window down.
I know, right?
And I'm like, it's not your kid.
Or with the window up. I mean, what's the big deal?
It's not your kid.
It's not. It's not like people are like, oh, but you're harming them.
You know, it's
a super small amount. And it's just like it's just other parents hurt their kids by letting them eat chicken nuggets every meal or by letting them drink too much soda. I mean, we're all ready to judge someone else for how they're ruining their kids. Hawk and I have a saying that we wouldn't kill each other. We said, you ruin your kids your way, and I'll ruin my kids my way, and you shut up about it.
And we're doing a good job at that, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, we are.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.